So you've got two tabs open. One's a bankruptcy site, the other's an offer and compromise ad, and the number in your head? Five figures of self-employment tax nobody ever withheld hasn't moved in either direction for weeks.
And that's the spot with a price tag on it. Both paths are real, they just solve different problems.
Okay, so start with the split. What does each one actually do?
An offer and compromise is an IRS administrative program. You file Form 656 plus a financial disclosure, Form 433A OIC, and the IRS compares what you offered against its own formula for what it thinks it could realistically collect from you. It touches only tax debt. Nothing lands on your credit report. Bankruptcy's a court case. It can resolve all your dischargeable debt at once: cards, medical, personal loans, and taxes. But only when strict rules are met.
Those rules being the thing everybody skips past.
They're the whole decision. Three timing tests, and a taxier has to clear all three. The return had to be due more than 3 years before you file bankruptcy. You had to actually file that return more than 2 years before. And the tax had to be assessed at least 240 days before.
240 days. Say the second one again, slower.
You filed the return more than 2 years before the bankruptcy case. Not the due date, the day you actually filed it. So if you file three late returns today, that 2 year clock starts today, not back in 2023.
So a year you never filed
can never be discharged. It can't pass a test that requires a filed return. And recent income tax generally can't be discharged in Chapter 7 either. Miss any one test, and that year rides through the bankruptcy untouched as a priority claim.
Priority claim meaning what, in plain terms?
Bankruptcy can't erase it, and a Chapter 13 plan has to pay it in full.
Okay. And an offer and compromise has no age requirement at all?
None. That's the asymmetry that decides this for a lot of people. An OIC can address this year's tax debt. Bankruptcy makes you wait for the calendar.
Let's do the worked example from the article, because the arithmetic is brutal. Hypothetical gig worker hasn't filed 2022, 2023, 2024. Returns get prepared. Balance comes to $83,100.
Chapter 7 today discharges zero of that tax. The 2024 return wasn't due until April 2025. So the three-year rule isn't met until April 2028. And since none of the returns were filed, the two-year clock hasn't even started.
So waiting is the strategy.
Waiting with a meter running. The failure to pay penalty is 0.5% a month. On that balance, it's roughly $415 a month before interest. 2 years of waiting adds about $10,000. And the collection machinery doesn't pause while you wait.
Right, walk through that part. What's arriving in the mail?
Balance due notices give way to a CP 504. At that point, the IRS can take your state tax refund. Then an LT11, the final notice, which starts a 30-day clock on your collection due process rights before levies can begin. A federal tax lien can get recorded, and the 2026 threshold for seriously delinquent tax debt is $66,000. So at $83,100, you're already above it. The State Department can deny or revoke a passport once the IRS certifies the debt.
$66,000. Okay. And the lien, I thought bankruptcy handled liens.
That's the trap. Discharge erases your personal liability. It does not remove a recorded lien. If the notice of federal tax lien was filed before your case, it still sits on the property you own that day. So a debt you think is gone can still collect itself out of a home sale.
Oh, that's the part people miss.
There are two more. Trust fund payroll taxes, the trust fund recovery penalty, fraud-related liabilities. Those aren't dischargeable regardless of age. And the substitute return trap. If the IRS already filed the substitute return for a year you skipped, many courts hold that a late return you file afterward never counts as a return for discharge purposes. That year's tax may be permanently non-dischargeable.
Wait, back up. So filing late can lock the door behind you?
On that year, potentially yes. Which is exactly why filing order matters and why that's not a do-it-yourself moment.
Then let's do the OIC math on the same example.
File the three returns, get current on this year's quarterly estimates. Compliance is a gate, not a suggestion. Then the formula. Say gig income averages $4,700 a month and IRS allowable living expenses in the county total $4,350. Monthly disposable income, $350. For a lump sum offer, you multiply by 12. That's $4,200. Add reachable assets, say $2,300 in the bank, and reasonable collection potential comes to roughly $6,500 against an $83,100 balance.
12 months for lump sum. What about periodic?
24 months, and payments continue during review.
And the honest caveats, because that gap sounds too clean.
The IRS verifies every number. If your income rises during review, the offer price rises with it. And acceptance ran about 1 in 5 in fiscal year 2024. Most rejections were offers priced below the formula, not hardship the IRS ignored. It's a math outcome, not a negotiation.
So what does someone actually control here?
Whether the returns exist, whether the estimates are current, how accurately self-employment income and expenses get presented in the formula, those are yours. The formula's answer isn't.
One more thing I want nailed down. Can you run both at once?
No. The IRS won't consider an offer during an open bankruptcy case. It will consider one after discharge, on whatever tax survived. Discharge the years that qualify, then make an offer on the remainder. And know that both paths pause the 10-year collection clock. A pending offer suspends it. The automatic stay suspends it plus 6 months after. So either one can extend how long the IRS may collect on anything that survives.
Which means if you're close to that expiration date?
Sometimes the move is neither, and just protecting the clock. That belongs in the decision, not discovered afterward.
And to be clear about where clarity sits in this.
Filing a bankruptcy case is outside what we handle. That's a conversation for your own counsel. Our enrolled agents work the IRS side. Transcripts, returns, the offer, collection holds. And if the bankruptcy math beats the offer math, we'll say so.
So, next 24 hours.
Log into your IRS online account and pull transcripts. For each year, note two things. Is a return on file? And what's the assessment date? Those dates are the entire timing analysis, and it's data, not opinion. Then gather 3 months of income deposits, your monthly living expenses, and a list of what you own and owe. Same figures feed both sides.
And bring it to a free case review, claritytaxrelief.com or 888-825-7779. Deciding with your actual transcript dates beats deciding with a search bar.